In 2004, a little-known member of the Melrose School Committee ran for state senate. She lost by double digits. The candidate was Catherine Clark, who's now a congresswoman and a contender to become assistant speaker of the House next year. WBUR's Callum Borchers reports now on Clark's swift rise from small-town politics and a resounding defeat to the top tier of the Democratic Party.
Clark has come a long way in 16 years, but she says the seemingly little job she used to hold isn't so different from the very big job she's running for today.
You know, my time on school committee has been some of the most informative for how to be a leader.
Apparently, if you can handle parents, you can handle members of Congress. Since winning a special election to fill Senator Ed Markey's old House seat in 2013, Clark has quickly climbed the ranks in Washington. She's already vice chair of the House Democratic Caucus, and if her peers vote her assistant speaker, she'll become the number four Democrat in the whole chamber.
I think she's got great chances. Catherine is someone who has really focused on building relationships.
That's Congresswoman Lori Trahan, a Democrat from Lowell. Trahan is in her first term and says Clark helped her navigate the committee selection process and other aspects of life as a lawmaker.
I know so many of my freshman colleagues who say the same thing, that, you know, Catherine was one of the first members to reach out to them and offer help on their campaign in 2018, or, you know, when they were going through their first term in Congress.
Clark may be popular among congressional newcomers, but she'll also need support from some old-timers if she's to win the race for assistant speaker. Her opponents so far are David Cicilline of Rhode Island and Tony Cardenas of California, who have roughly the same amount of experience as she does. Congressman Jim McGovern of Worcester, who's been in the House for more than two decades, says Clark has impressed him and other veteran members.
I remember when she joined with John Lewis and asked us all to have a sit-in on the House floor protesting the Republican Congress's lack of action on gun control in the aftermath of massacre after massacre after massacre. I mean, people respect what she believes and what she stands for, and they also respect her style.
You said the colleagues respect her style. True or false that she's picked up the nickname the Silent Assassin?
I have no comment on that.
That nickname was reported last year by The Hill. Cambridge Vice Mayor Alana Mallon says she wishes she had a cool moniker like that and says it's fitting for Clark, whose district includes Cambridge.
The Silent Assassin, it's so true. She's just so quietly, powerfully effective in what she does.
Mallon says that while some members of Congress are giving fiery speeches, Clark is doing behind-the-scenes work, like raising money for fellow Democrats.
You know, I remember going to a lunch that she hosted with Speaker Pelosi here in Boston that featured eight congressional candidates, all women that were running against Republican incumbents. And, you know, four of those women are now in Congress. So these are things that I think the public doesn't always realize. She's quietly working to ensure that we have a Democratic majority and can get things done.
Clark's approach resembles the way some other politicians have risen to prominence, says Democratic strategist Scott Fersen. In fact, Fersen says Clark reminds him of another Massachusetts representative who went on to become speaker.
Catherine Clark has sort of taken up Tip O'Neill's mantle, I think, and has done the hard work that you need to do that really isn't in the spotlight, but it makes you just a key and powerful member of the House of Representatives.
Fersen thinks Clark has a shot to become speaker someday, too. Clark notes her first order of business is winning re-election in the 5th District this fall. She's heavily favored against Republican Caroline Colarusso. Clark can't be assistant speaker, never mind speaker, unless her party is in the majority. So she says she'll keep working on behalf of other Democrats, too.
It often isn't the stuff of headlines, but it is the meticulous work that helps members achieve their legislative goals, helps them serve their constituents, and as a result, makes our country stronger.
Members of Congress will likely vote on their leaders soon after the November elections. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.